In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Is it a strength or a weakness? I'm going to give you a position for the Houston Texans, and you tell me if you think it is a position of strength or weakness. Brandon Scott here with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, on In the Loop, the Loopholes. Y'all can participate in this as well, 713-572-4610. That's the number to get in. You can text us. You can also participate in the chats on YouTube and Twitch. We want your feedback. Tell us, are these positions of strength or weakness?
Why are you giving us the hard ones?
For the Texans.
It's like when you used to go to a pop quiz in high school, you know, and you covered all this stuff.
And
you got a lot of it covered.
Look.
And the teacher does a pop quiz with only the hard questions.
Listen, we got
true or false.
Yeah, why are you coming with the hard stuff?
Nah, we waited until the noon segment to get here, and I feel like I've already cheated off y'all's paper a little bit. I feel like we've already spoken a little bit to some of these position groups, at least from some of y'all. I want to get a more, I guess, holistic picture, if you will, from all of us. Let's start with. This one's for you, Lopez, because I know this one.
And it's a hard one.
From listening to you earlier, this one is one that you're not all that confident in just yet. The tight end group. I want to hear from everybody. Is the tight end position group one of strength or weakness for the Texans right now where we sit after six practices of training camp?
All right, so here's how I'm going to look at all these, because these are great. And kudos to you for asking the six hard questions. Position of strength or weakness. I'm gonna judge it, because we think this team is at minimum an AFC or a conference a contender, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to base my answers on that. For a conference contending team, is tight end a position of strength or weakness?
That is a interesting way to frame it.
It's a position of weakness. I like it. I like the possibilities. I think Dalton Schultz may take another step and really be a weapon with this offense. But I just haven't seen enough of Cade Stover, what we thought we might see in camp. And it's so early. So we're answering these, you know, basically the sixth day of school. You know, like it's early. I don't know about Quatoriano, although I think he's been pretty damn impressive here and there. Like here and there. And Brevin Jordan's got a lot to prove. So, like, if we're saying, hey, Texans are going to be there, man, they're going to be a conference contender, I got to go weakness.
I'm going to go out on a limb a little bit here, because I'm hearing everything that you're saying, Lopez. Yeah. And whether I'm right or whether you are is going to come down to, I think, how good is Cade Stover? Mm-hmm. Is Tegan Quatoriano somebody that you can rely on this year, whereas you haven't been able to in seasons past? Is he going to be somebody that actually contributes to the team on a consistent basis this year? What are the answers to those questions are going to help us understand whether it is a strength or a weakness? Like, which one of us is right? You're going weakness. I'm going to go out on a limb, maybe call it a leap of faith, and say that it is a position of strength for these reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel good about Dalton Schultz at the top of it. If something happens to Dalton Schultz, all bets are off, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just forget we had this conversation. But assuming Dalton Schultz is good and okay and is going to be out there playing, I like that at the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then past that, I do believe and anticipate. So there's some projection here. This is not necessarily based
off. Yeah, it's all. Yeah.
I do believe that Cade Stover is going to be somebody that they can rely on in different spots.
I kind of do too.
I like him as a project, as a prospect. I think Brevin Jordan and his role, if you increase that role or make it different, we're having a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But for the role that I think he's going to play, for the role that I think Cade Stover is going to play, and then I'd just be hope trafficking if I did the Tegan Quatoriano thing. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
But I do believe in the pick that they made in Cade Stover. I do believe in the role that Brevin Jordan plays. And I like Dalton Schultz at the top of it. I'm going to go position of strength.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go strength too. I think because them drafting Cade Stover, I felt like that kind of put some more competition in there. If they would have just ran it back with the same three, then I would have been questioning a lot. But I think Cade Stover, I think it, to me, it moves to position of strength for me. And I think he's going to show a lot this year, man. I think he's going to be a big difference this year. And if the other two, Brevin and Quentin, show a couple things, man, I think that's a great thing because that's the third or fourth tight end possibly. So I think I'm going to say strength.
Yeah, so like going into camp, and maybe this is why, maybe this is some confirmation bias or me just wanting to be right about how I felt pre-camp, but you tell me if I was wrong for this, Lopez, I was celebrating the fact that it felt like the Texans were taking the tight end position seriously and adequately addressing it in ways that I felt like they had failed to do so in previous years. Like, even in the Nick Caserio era, honestly, and I don't think it's for a lack of trying.
Yeah.
I just don't think that they've done a good job
mm-hmm.
at addressing the tight end room on a yearly basis.
Yeah, and so my standard is, hey, if we set a standard, let's set that standard. Let's live by it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I hear you. I don't know if necessarily to be a championship team.
You got to have at least two.
No,
probably three.
Oh, yeah, you need more than one tight end. You need tight ends, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know if they need to be on the level of some of the championship teams. Like, think about it. The teams that were in the Super Bowl had Travis Kelce and George Kittle. Well, there obviously isn't one of those on this team.
Yeah.
But I think they can make it without it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, if they can get the proper contributions from each guy and each guy can star in their role for what it is, I do feel like it's a position.
Yeah, I'm just kind of.
It still is an if, though.
Yeah, I was just trying to think, like, what else could they done this offseason to bring in that second tight end?
No, I think they've done everything, Figgy.
Yeah,
I just don't feel real good yet.
Yeah, I think their guy is Schultz.
Yeah.
So I think everybody else coming in second place. I think if they can find somebody that could really contribute as the second tight end, and you got the third that's maybe like a Brevin Jordan or Quinn, then I think that's a strength right there.
I mean, bringing back Schultz and drafting Cade Stover were the big moves at tight end over the offseason. Like, and we talked about this during free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to bring back Schultz? What do you want that contract to look like? Or would you rather somebody else? Do you think that'd be cheaper? And we had these discussions openly, right?
Yeah.
And I think we all agreed and decided that Dalton Schultz, if not the best free agent tight end option out there, was at least among them.
Yeah.
So you would take that. So I'm good with what they ended up doing. I understand what Lopez is saying, though. They still need to show it as a group to probably fully sell you on it. But I'm going to project a little bit here and say that it's a position of strength that I feel good about. All right, what about running back? This is the one that Figgy already know doesn't feel as good about. We'll get to Figgy in just a second. But what about you, Lopez? Running back, position of strength or position of weakness for the Texans after six practices at training camp?
Even though I'm intrigued by the backup competition and who else might make this squad, to me this is an absolute strength. I mean, let's just look at the last 2 years. Like, yeah, Damian Pierce, good job, rookie. What do you have, 900 and whatever yards it was?
Yeah, he would have had 1,000 if he hadn't gotten hurt at the end of the year.
And last year, you're mixing and matching with Singletary and Pierce. Dude, you got Joe Mixon, man. Like, you can't assume he's going to miss five games. I mean, he's probably going to get nicked up here and there. They all do. But if he plays the majority of this season, I really don't care who the backup is because I think he's going to get a big workload. Strength.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Catch the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Catch the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So, Lopez, Figgy, I'm going to go strength for now.
Yeah.
Because, and this is me not overreacting to the fact that Joe Mixon has only practiced twice at training
camp.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
Like, because while I am worried and concerned about it, don't love it, like, I don't think it's a not a deal at all, I don't want to
overreact.
And make it sound like it's a catastrophe or anything like that, right? Yeah. So, but I'm going to put a pin in it because it is worth noting. It is worth monitoring. It is something to think about. Okay, you brought in an older back. Mm-hmm. I want to say they gave him a little bump, gave him a little bit, gave him some guaranteed money to kind of sweeten the deal, make him comfortable here.
Yeah.
I believe in Joe Mixon as a football player.
I do too.
But if there is any issue in terms of him being an aging player,
mm-hmm.
I compared it earlier in the show to, like, what if it's kind of a Jimmy Ward type of situation
mm-hmm.
where, hey, you know, you like the acquisition, but he is an aging player, and maybe he's not able to play for you as consistently as you want him to in his first season. If that becomes an issue, my tune changes. But right now, while I'm not overreacting, I'm going to say with Joe Mixon at the top of that depth chart and Damian Pierce factoring in somewhere and hoping that at least one of these rookies can be something for them.
I'm with you.
This is a position of strength for me as well. What about you, Figgy?
I got to go weakness, man. I kind of look at this as like Lopez looked at the tight end position. Like, we got one guy, and that's cool. If we was playing Madden with no injuries, I would say strength because Joe Mixon ain't going nowhere. But, like, if he miss a couple games, man, this, it could potentially go off the rails, man. Like, yeah. I don't know what Damian Pierce is going to be on the field. And they didn't do anything outside of Joe Mixon to address the running back position. They didn't draft anybody. They didn't draft a Cade Stover to where you'd be like, oh, man, maybe he can be that person that eventually take the next step and step in afterwards or something like that. They just brung in Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
And we counting and hoping and praying on Damian Pierce. And like you said, you brung up a couple rookies. That's not a guarantee, man. I'm not for sure about that.
I was gonna say, Figgy, you don't sound too sold on Jawar Jordan and British Brooks.
I'm not, man. I would feel more comfortable if they, you know, they traded for Mixon and if they brung in another free agent running back that would potentially push Pierce at some point. I would feel a little more comfortable about that, but. We just brung in Mixon, man. That was pretty much it.
Well, so the one name that we have not brought up here is Cam Akers. And look, I'm not – just hold on a second.
I'm rolling with D'Amico on this.
Hey, I'm not trying to oversell Cam Akers. All I'm saying is I think that they see some of the same things that we see
they're
in terms of needing depth at that position.
Yeah.
Like, we all feel good about Joe Mixon if he's out there. But we all understand, I think there's consensus, questions about the running backs on this team that are not named Joe Mixon, even if we all are internally rooting for Damian Pierce because we like the dude.
Yeah, they're just kicking the tires on him. That's a, that's another we'll see.
Yeah, and I, you know, and look, I'm fine with that, but I wish they could have did that early on in free agency. Yeah. It, I mean, you get Mixon, that's good. He's RB1. But, hey, let's get somebody else. Let's kick the tires on somebody else early on.
Yeah.
Let's not get a Cam Akers that I've totally forgot about.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I could not be mad at that. What about linebacker? Man. I feel like we're going to be
a tough question.
Feel like we're going to be in different places on this.
Tough question.
Are we even going to be able to nail down a take here? Because linebacker is the most – tell me if you agree with this. Is it not the most – confusing position right now, because you know Azeez Al-Shaair's out there, but Christian Harris has got this soft tissue injury that has limited him to no practices so far at training camp. And then beyond those two names, we can throw out Neville Hewitt, we can throw out Jake Hansen, we can throw out Henry Toa, but those are dudes that have been on the team already.
Yeah.
And like, it feels like there's a reason why we don't view them as big-time contributors at their position. Maybe special teams, but not big-time contributors at their position. Where are y'all at on linebacker as a position of strength or weakness for the Texans right now?
Yeah, this could come back to haunt me, but I'm going to say strength. And there's a good reason for it.
All right, y'all. LeBron James meme with that briefcase. All right.
I'm not going to be here. The Magic Johnson. No, look. Here's why. I'm going to take the same route with Christian Harris that you're taking with Joe Mixon. I'm going to assume it's not that big a deal. He'll be back. He'll be good. If that's the case, and linebackers get hurt a lot because of obviously the position, but you got two potential Pro Bowlers right there, man. Two. And then you start talking about the backups. I'm not sitting here, you know, bragging about how good, you know, Jake Hansen is or Neville Hewitt is or all that. But if you get, like, Azeez Al-Shaair is a bad dude. Like, he is a bad, bad dude. And I think he's going to have a big year with the Texans, especially coming from D'Amico's defense and playing for him and all that. Christian Harris, we all expect him to be a Pro Bowl-type linebacker. You know, flat out. That's a position of strength. Like, that's a position of strength. And I don't care who the backups are. And they might not be done there yet, but you got two guys that you say they've been here. That's a good thing. They've been on this team. They've played on this defense. They've contributed. I'm going to say linebacker is a position of strength. And by the way, going into training camp, I thought it was the biggest weakness on the defense. Biggest question.
I'm stumped. I'm truly stumped. I'm going to admit this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you might have sold me on that there.
Yeah.
That's a nice job by you,
Lopez. Thank you. You got potentially two Pro Bowlers in the middle. And then dudes that have played in this defense that can spell them.
For the sake of the segment, I'm going to still say it's a position of weakness because that's where I was going in the beginning. But I actually like the case that you made of, hey, at least those two guys at the top of it, you expect to be either borderline, close to elite, or at least very, very good for you.
Yeah.
To the point where whoever's behind them, unless they get hurt, obviously that's an issue.
Yeah.
But whoever's behind them, who cares? And I'll even add this about Neville Hewitt. Like, I got some concerns if he got to play extended snaps for you at linebacker. But similar to Azeez Al-Shaair being a badass as the middle linebacker, he's that Neville Hewitt that being a badass on special teams and, like, has that – like, he's a thumper.
Yeah.
He's a dude that is going to hit – like, go back and look at some of the hits that he had on special teams last year.
Mm-hmm.
Neville Hewitt is absolutely a dude there. I'm going to still go a position of weakness just because they don't have a lot of depth there.
Yeah.
If one of those guys is injured, which right now one of them is, it all of a sudden to me looks like a thin group. And that's why I can't call it a position of strength right now, even though you did a really nice sales job there, and I can appreciate that. But I'm going to still go weakness. What about you, Fig?
I'm going to have to agree with Lopez, man. I'm going to have to go strength, man. I think the two linebackers they do have, I think, no question. I have no questions about them. Now, the other ones, I'm kind of hoping and praying. I'm kind of hoping on that D'Amico pixie dust that you like to say. I'm hoping maybe a Jake Hansen can maybe be. I don't want to compare him to Blake Cashman, but
at least improve.
Yeah, maybe he could be that one guy that come out of nowhere and be like, "Damn, he actually pretty good." I didn't expect that from him. So I'm kind of looking at maybe Jake Hansen like that. Henry Toto, I have no idea what to expect from him.
No, me neither. I didn't even mention him because I have no idea.
That's at that point, that's where we lost.
Yeah.
We might be a little lost. But
I mean, on top of the fact that he's either Aziz Al-Shaair's backup or he's trying to reinvent himself in a whole nother different linebacker position. Yeah. He's traditionally a Mike linebacker. He might have to play, you know, on the strong side. He might have to play Sam. I don't think he's a Will linebacker. I don't know. That's a good point. As I talk through it, I'm like, man, he might be a man without a country. The more I think about it. This position of strength or weakness is pretty good. Let's pick this back up in the 1 o'clock hour, do a couple of more. But coming up next, it is time for our lunchtime confessions on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Don't miss it. Watch this. It is time for the lunchtime confessions on In the Loop. Some of them are about sports, some of them not so much, but it is definitely the time where we let them hang a little bit lower. Lopez, kick us off. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So we touched on this and then it just kind of went away. I'm a little concerned, a little. I know they're gonna do their best to make it work. About the damn NRG roof not being fixed yet, man. Like, we talked about it. Like, okay.
Well, you're going to be concerned for a little while.
Yeah.
Because it ain't about to be fixed.
Yeah, we said it could be, because Cal was talking about it could be all the way to the week five of the regular season that it's fully fixed. So here's what I started thinking about. I'm like, okay, if you open the roof, keep in mind the Texans have two home preseason games in August and two home games in September. So if you open the roof, it's going to be beating down on fans and players, by the way. Like, August preseason games, think about this. I don't care if it's at night. We know better than that in Houston. It's going to be hotter than hell.
I went to one. I went to one last year. Took my son and a couple other kids in the family.
Yeah.
We went to the Dolphins preseason game.
Yeah.
Hot as balls.
Yes. And then, balls. Okay, so let's say, well, let's close the roof and try to blast the AC. Dude, those are giant holes in the roof. We see them every day when we drive up there. So if you close the roof, it's going to be a sauna. I mean, it could be steamy in there. Like, I know they're working on it. Kudos to them. Hopefully this is not an issue. But, like, they're going to have two preseason games in August, two games in September with a hole in the roof. So what are you going to – it's going to be – it could be miserable.
Is there – and I'm asking this legitimately. Is there a major event at NRG before the preseason games?
Yes. Well, I don't know what it is, but he said they're going to see how it works. Didn't he say that?
Yeah. So – because that's – well, my thing is, if there is one – that would be a great trial.
Yeah, that's what he was kind of...
Sorry to whatever event that is. No disrespect
to you. I'm sure it's like a concert or a comedy show or something like that.
Let that be the guinea pig.
But, man, I'm starting... And then, oh, by the way, we're just kind of at the start of hurricane season. Any more big storms, knock on wood, that there's not, with a roof that's already ripped apart and you're not going to fix it till the fifth week of the regular season? That whole bleep could come off. That whole bleep could come off.
Come on. I'm glad you waited for confession to do this, Lopez. Why you got to be a buzzkill about the energy at NRG, which is going to be on 1,000.
Which is ironic, by the way, the energy at NRG. But yeah, anyway, not a buzzkill, just like, it's a confession. I'm like, I'm starting to get a little worried about this.
Fix that damn roof,
man. It's going to be brutally hot.
Yeah, this
brutally.
No disrespect to your fence, but we're not talking about Lopez's fence here. We're talking about the roof at the damn NRG Stadium where the Texans play. Can y'all get to work?
Yeah.
Get to work. Watch this. These are my confessions. So I thought we were doing significant work this week while we were broadcasting live at the Houston Methodist Training Center.
You mean we weren't?
For Texans training camp. It felt like it. In the moment, it felt like it. Even in, like, when I reflect on it over the last few days, like what we've been doing, it feels significant, especially with the fans being out there. They come out there on the first day of pads. The intensity ratchets up, and we're just having a good time. I feel like it's, like, important work.
Yeah.
And then I read about this bail bonds bust that happened the other day. Mm-hmm. And apparently, while we're over there at NRG broadcasting about the football game, on the other side of the complex, closer to NRG Park, you got a number of law enforcement agencies.
The FBI.
The FBI, the sheriff's department, the police department, the U.S. attorney's office, of course, is involved on some investigation into a bail bond scandal. And so basically what it was, they arrested at least 50 people. And the scheme was basically this bail bonds company was falsifying financial documents so they could secure these temporary releases for people who otherwise would not qualify for release. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they had at least a dozen people released that were not supposed to be released or would not have qualified for said bond if they hadn't lied on the documents. And so this was a big enough operation for them to where they had to set up over at NRG Park and even do some of the processing for the people that they detained. And I'm like, what? That's going on in the same facility,
FBI's
basically?
FBI's got a sting I working. Know. We're out there watching practice, and the FBI has got a sting working.
Hey, I pull up. So I come through. I take Maine to Merworth.
Yeah.
I pull up Merworth these last couple of practices. Since people have been out there, the police actually are there. Yeah. To instead, like, normally we can just pull in. Well, now the police are there like it's game day to be like, yo.
What's your name?
What's your name? Who are you kind of thing? So I'm like, okay, cool. There's more people here. That must be the reason why. I ain't know the feds was watching. Did anybody tell me the feds were here? I thought these was just security guards.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Stand with the four hands, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I was wondering.
I got to confess, man. Last couple days been rougher than I thought, man.
Yeah.
Like, I know everybody who have a dog owner always kind of think about that day. Like, you know that eventually that day is going to happen where your fur baby will no longer be with you. Man, that day happened, and, man, my wifey took it hard, man.
Dude, it's, you know how we feel about it.
And yeah, man, I was hurt to hurt on you and your wife's behalf, man. Truly.
Yeah, salute to everybody that been. I got a bunch of calls, text messages, tweets, and all that stuff, and I appreciate everybody reaching out. But man, it was tough.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It was the first time like me and my wife couldn't go to sleep that night because we took a long. We had to go out to Katy. To a vet place, and you know it was a long ride home, man. Yeah. It was just like, man, no music could cure anything at this point. So, man, salute.
You know how we feel about this, man. All our hearts go out to you and your wife, and Stan was the man. I got to hang out with Stan a little bit.
Yeah
he Stan was, with the four hands.
He was the man. And I'll just say this before we move on. Like, the best thing about dogs and why it hurts so much and you grieve as much or more sometimes than even relatives is you are their entire life. Yeah. Nothing else. Like, we all have a bunch of stuff going on, you know, et cetera. For your best friend, you are their entire world.
Yeah. And it just felt so weird because at the vet, I didn't stay during the process because I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I did stay as they did put him to sleep. Like, he was just sleep. He instantly went to sleep. And I rubbed him a little bit. And that's when I walked out the office.
Man, you're going to make me cry.
Yeah, dude.
On the way home, I just felt like, damn, let me go back and get him.
Yeah.
No, it just the next feels day, so weird, man.
Dog bowl and then this
got home. I seen his dog bowl there. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's family. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even an overstatement, man. And I could tell you, like, I didn't grow up a dog person. But once we did finally get a dog, that dog is family.
Yeah.
You know, and my dog is getting a little bit older too, Dominic. Like, it's one of those similar things. It's like, man, I dread this day that I know is coming.
I will say, as awful as it was, right as they were giving him Gibson, his shot, I went leaned down and he licked my whole face right before he died. So there is that. So I still feel hang my hat on that.
I did think about Clint Sterner. I'm like, I ain't gonna tell him my dog passed.
Yeah.
It's just dog truth.
Clint gonna be like,
just a big deal.
I know you ain't crying.
Just dog truth.
Get off
just
your
get
ass.
Another one.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I don't know if I'm alone on this or if there are a lot of people or something in between that agree with me. So Southwest Airlines is making all kinds of news today. Because after 50 years, dude, they are doing away with the open seating. remember, you get in line, this line, A, B, C, whatever.
Yep.
And you just, it's a free for all.
Yep.
I mean, I have never liked it. I have never, ever.
You never liked that?
Ever liked
Oh, man.
Never in a million years.
That's because you get to the airport late. You just want your seat.
No, early, late, in between. I just think they just let out the animals, you know? And then everybody's like fighting and they're giving you looks like, don't sit here.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. I've never liked it. Am I alone? And I've hated it, to be honest.
So I don't think I've given it that much thought, but I will say it depends on how big my traveling party is.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, who are you traveling with?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're traveling with somebody that you either would prefer to sit next to or feel like you need to be sitting next to.
But the people on the plane, it's like elbows out, man. And they're like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Giving you dirty looks.
That's the reason why I'm saying I'm with you here on this. It's like, hey, let me sit with the people that I'm buying this ticket with or that I'm going on this trip. Because the lack of assigned seating.
You might have one seat here and three over there or whatever.
Yeah, it separates your party.
Yeah.
Which for some people is cool. It's fine. It's okay. And then for others, it's not. Like, I remember the last time I traveled, who I was traveling with, it was fine if we were separated. Another lady that was on the plane, she was traveling with her elderly parents.
Yeah.
And they were a little bit behind
her.
She was trying to save a seat for them, but people were being kind of rude about whether you could save one. She's like, well, my parents are on their way and they're old. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I want to sit with them.
Yeah.
And I thought that was reasonable. So, yeah, I'm with you. If she had assigned seating, that wouldn't have been an issue.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm with you there. Those are your lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop. Coming up next, cap or no cap? That means for you geezers out there, is it a lie or is it not? That's coming up next on In the Loop.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Cap or no cap? Is it a lie or is it not? Lopez gives us a sentence, a statement, a thought, and we respond with whether it's a lie or not. Take it away, OG.
Yeah, let's go, man. Cap or no cap, feel free to play at home.
Yeah, man. 713-572-4610. Y'all are welcome.
Y'all ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, man. The loopholes are welcome to participate. It's raining outside. Mm-hmm. You probably shouldn't be out anyway. Feel free to engage, participate. Again, 713-572-4610. That's the phone number. You can text. That's how you get in. You can also participate on YouTube and Twitch at Sports Radio 610.
All right, we got some good ones here. I'll start with the Olympic basketball. Kevin Durant, he told, I forget who it was, but anyway, he told an ESPN reporter that it's overstated and his calf is fine and it's not going to be an issue at the Olympic Games. Cap or no cap?
That's cap.
Capity cap, cap, cap.
That's a big old cap. Matter of fact.
Yeah, you got the big cap on right there. The big cap. You can see it on.
Hey, if y'all can see me on YouTube and Twitch right now.
That's a big ass cap.
This how big a cap that is, all right?
That's Kevin Durant cap.
It's actually not a bad look on you. It's everybody that's put it on, it's a bad look. That actually looks natural.
Lopez.
That looks good.
This looks ridiculous.
Look at YouTube.
Man, I got one at home. Whenever Tyler ordered these, I ended up somehow taking one home. So I actually have one of these at the house. I might need to bring it back up here because I'm not sure if it was actually supposed to be mine or not.
I'm telling
you. But either way, that's big old cap.
That's a big old cap.
That man is 36 years old.
That's a...
And got a bad calf already.
Last time he had a calf strain, and I'm not wishing any evil on him, he ended up with an Achilles.
Not to mention that he got bird legs. I know they're probably stronger than they look.
Yeah.
But come on, man. If his leg hurt, it's a big deal.
And not to mention that he's already missed more games than they said he would.
And that's no cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got more trust than Aaron Rodgers coming back being MVP than KD.
Yeah. Whew. Okay, speaking of fine, we can't let the people that we like and respect off the hook here. D'Amico Ryans said Joe Mixon will be fine. That he's missed three straight practices. No, more than three now. Well, I guess it will be more than three. Joe Mixon will be fine.
It's got to be four, right?
Four, right?
Because he only practiced in the two. They've had six.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Four.
Cap or no cap? Joe Mixon will be fine.
I think he'll be fine, but I'm going to still go...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Stand with the four hands, man.
Oh man.
I was wondering. I got to confess, man. Last couple days been rougher than I thought, man.
Yeah.
Like, I know everybody who have a dog owner always kind of think about that day. Like, you know that eventually that day is gonna happen where your fur baby will no longer be with you. Man, that day happened, and man, my wifey took it hard, man.
Dude, it's, you know how we feel about it.
And yeah, man, I was hurt on you and your wife's behalf, man. Truly.
Yeah, salute to everybody that been. I got a bunch of calls, text messages, tweets, and all that stuff, and I appreciate everybody reaching out. But man, it was tough.
It's the worst.
It was the first time like me and my wife couldn't go to sleep that night because we took a long. We had to go out to Katy to a vet place, and you know it was a long ride home, man. Yeah. It was just like, man, no music could cure anything at this point. So, man, salute.
You know how we feel about this, man. All our hearts go out to you and your wife, and Stan was the man. Yeah. I got to hang out with Stan a little bit.
Yeah, Stan with the four hands.
He was the man. And I'll just say this before we move on. Like, the best thing about dogs and why it hurts so much and you grieve as much or more sometimes than even relatives is you are their entire life. Yeah. Nothing else. Like, yeah. We all have a bunch of stuff going on, you know, et cetera. For your best friend, you are their entire world.
Yeah. And it just felt so weird because at the vet, I didn't stay during the process because I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I did stay as they did put him to sleep. Like, he was just sleep. He instantly went to sleep, and I rubbed him a little bit. And that's when I walked out the office.
Man, you're going to make me cry.
Yeah,
On the way home, I just felt like, damn, let me go back and get him.
Yeah.
No, it just feels so weird, man.
Dog bowl and then this. Yeah, and got that home. Got home.
I seen his dog bowl there. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's family. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even an overstatement, man. And I could tell you, like, I didn't grow up a dog person. But once we did finally get a dog, that dog is family.
Yeah.
You know, and my dog is getting a little bit older too, Dominic. Like, it's one of those similar things. It's like, man, I dread this day that I know is coming.
I will say, as awful as it was, right as they were giving him Gibson his shot, I went leaned down and he licked my whole face right before he died. So there is that. So I still feel, hang my hat on that.
I did think about Clint Sterner. I'm like, I ain't gonna tell him my dog passed.
It's just
a dog, truth.
Clint gonna be like,
it's a big deal.
I know you ain't crying.
Just dog, truth.
Get off
just
your
get
ass.
Another one. Watch this.
I don't know if I'm alone on this or if there are a lot of people or something in between that agree with me. So Southwest Airlines is making all kinds of news today. Because they are after 50 years, dude, they are doing away with the open seating. Remember, you get in line, this line, A, B, C, whatever.
Yep.
And you just, it's a free for all.
Yep.
I mean, I have never liked it. I have never, ever.
You never liked that?
Ever liked
the open seating. Oh,
man. Never in a million years.
That's because you get to the airport late. You just want your seat.
No, early, late, in between. I just think it's like they just let out the animals, you know, and everybody's like fighting and they're giving you looks like, don't sit here.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. I've never liked it. Am I alone? And I've hated it, to be honest.
So I don't think I've given it that much thought, but I will say it depends on how big my traveling party is.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, who are you traveling with?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're traveling with somebody that you either would prefer to sit next to or feel like you need to be sitting next to.
But the people on the plane, it's like elbows out, man. And they're like.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Giving you dirty looks.
That's the reason why I'm saying I'm with you here on this. It's like, hey, let me sit with the people that I'm buying this ticket with.
Yeah.
Or that I'm going on this trip. Because the lack of assigned seating.
Might have one seat here and three over there or whatever.
Yeah, it separates your party.
Yeah.
Which for some people is cool. It's fine. It's okay. And then for others, it's not. Like, I remember the last time I traveled, who I was traveling with, it was fine if we were separated. Another lady that was on the plane, she was traveling with her elderly parents, and they were a little bit behind
her. Exactly.
She was trying to save a seat for them, but people were being kind of rude about whether you could save one. She's like, well, my parents are on their way, and they're old. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I want to sit with them.
Yeah.
And I thought that was reasonable. So, yeah, I'm with you. If she had assigned seating, that wouldn't have been an issue.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm with you there. Those are your lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop. Coming up next, cap or no cap? That means for you geezers out there, is it a lie or is it not? That's coming up next on In the Loop.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Cap or no cap? Is it a lie or is it not? Lopez gives us a sentence, a statement, a thought, and we respond with whether it's a lie or not. Take it away, OG.
Yeah, let's go, man. Cap or no cap, feel free to play at home.
Yeah, man, 713-572-4610. Y'all are welcome.
Y'all ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, man, the loopholes are welcome to participate. It's raining outside. Mm-hmm. You probably shouldn't be out anyway. Feel free to engage, participate. Again, 713-572-4610. That's the phone number. You can text. That's how you get in. You can also participate on YouTube and Twitch at Sports Radio 610.
All right, we got some good ones here. I'll start with the Olympic basketball. Kevin Durant, he told, I forget who it was, but anyway, he told an ESPN reporter that it's overstated and his calf is fine and it's not going to be an issue at the Olympic Games. Cap or no cap?
That's cap.
Capity cap, cap, cap.
That's a big old cap. Matter of fact.
Yeah, you got the big cap on right there. The big cap. You can see it on.
Hey, if y'all can see me on YouTube and Twitch right now.
That's a big ass cap.
This how big a cap that is, all right?
That's Kevin Durant cap.
It's actually not a bad look on you. It's everybody that's put it on, it's a bad look. That actually looks that looks natural.
Lopez,
that looks good.
This looks ridiculous.
Look at YouTube.
Man, I got one at home. Whenever Tyler ordered these, I ended up somehow taking one home. So I actually have one of these at the house. I might need to bring it back up here because I'm not sure if it was actually supposed to be mine or not.
I'm telling
you. But either way, that's big old cap.
That's a big old cap.
That man is 36 years old.
That's a...
And got a bad calf already.
Last time he had a calf strain, and I'm not wishing any evil on him, he ended up with an Achilles.
Not to mention that he got bird legs. I know they're probably stronger than they look.
Yeah.
But come on, man. If his leg hurt, it's a big deal.
And not to mention that he's already missed more games than they said he would.
And that's no cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got more trust than Aaron Rodgers coming back being MVP than KD.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of fine, we can't let the people that we like and respect off the hook here. D'Amico Ryans said Joe Mixon will be fine. That he's missed three straight practices. No, more than three now. Well, I guess it will be more than three. Joe Mixon will be fine.
It's got to be four, right? Because he only practiced in the two. They've had six.
Yeah.
So, four.
Cap or no cap? Joe Mixon will be fine.
I think he'll be fine, but I'm going to still go. Let's just go no cap, give him the benefit of the doubt. I do think he's going to be fine, but I think there's a little bit more than meets the eye here.
Yeah.
Like, they're clearly not telling us everything. Yeah. So, to answer the question, no cap, but there's something going on there.
Yeah, I'm going to say no cap, too, because I think he'll be fine to start the regular season and all that, but right now, he making it like it's no big deal. Brother, you missing a couple practices, man.
More than a couple.
Yeah, like, yeah. We ain't just going to blow this off like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that's practice is practice, man.
Yeah.
You missing them, that's something there. But I think as far as what he said, he'll be fine. I'm going to say no cap.
I'm going to say no cap, too. I do buy it. All right, so Ryan Day, you're familiar with his work, right, Figgy?
Yes.
A little bit.
Ohio State football coach. Said they had Big 10 media days, and he said that he's not worried about Michigan, and he thinks they're going to be one of the better teams. Well, Paul Feinbaum had this to say about that.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I mean, he's lost that game 3 years in a row, and he's talking about how his players are motivated to come back and play. Well, I heard that 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and last year, and you stunk in all three games. I mean, what are you talking about? And here's the problem with talking about Ryan Day. You look at his record, and I'm sure Doggy will quote it, and Stephen A. will quote it. It's gaudy. Nobody has a record like him, except you can't choke the biggest game of the year. And to me, if he can't beat Michigan this year when he's got probably the best team in the country along with Georgia, after Harbaugh leaves, after all those great players depart, after a national championship, he ought to be gone.
All right, cap or no cap, Ryan Day is not too worried about the import of the Michigan game.
What? Come on, dude. See how big this cap is?
You got a bigger one.
Are y'all watching?
You need to get a bigger one.
Y'all can't even see my damn face, which might be a good thing, but that's all right. That is big old cap.
By the way,
that's all that job is.
YouTube is saying it does look good. It looks good on you. I've never seen anybody pull that off.
Man, look. Why are they gaslighting me, man?
Yeah.
This cap is ridiculous. It don't even look good on if this cardboard box, if she was real, it wouldn't look good on her either. It don't look good on nobody. That's the whole reason why. That's the whole reason for it.
Cap or no cap, Figgy?
That is cap, man.
Cap, as you say.
Yeah, cavity cap. And not only should he be looking over his shoulder, he need to be looking over his back, like Exorcist style. His head should be turned all the way around looking at Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly waiting to get that job.
Just licking his chops.
Boy, Chip Kelly is waiting to get that job. All right. You ready for the can of worms? Here's a big old can of worms, as big as that cap you're wearing.
Let's get into it.
Zach Lowe was on. Oh gosh, I'll remember the podcast name here.
It could only be a handful.
His podcast.
It was the Lowe podcast.
Yeah, he does the Lowe post.
It was the Lowe podcast, and he actually stated a very strong case, but he said this.
I'm not saying I'm definitively ranking him over anybody. I got to do the actual deep dive, but I have been pretty hard on the island of I think I'd rank him above Kobe for sure. Let me amend that. I think I would rank him above Kobe all time. I think he's probably closer to the 6th, 7th, 8th range. I'm doing this off the top of my head than he is the 12th, 13th, 14th range of all time. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Someday I'm going to have to do the Tim Duncan deep dive.
He said Tim Duncan, he would rank higher than Kobe. Cap or no cap?
So this one is harder I thought the first half, their careers for the most part parallel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first half of their careers, I would go Duncan over Kobe. And the back half of the career, I would go Kobe over Duncan. In which case, it does feel like a wash. Do they not both have the 5-2?
I think Duncan got five.
Duncan
right?
has five. Yeah. Kobe has five. Kobe had Shaq.
Yeah, but I mean, he was excellent though. He would
I think it's a great question.
Kobe had Shaq, but it did not diminish the light. It didn't. Yeah. So I'm a Zach Lowe, man. He knows his stuff. I'm gonna go no. I'm gonna take this cap off. I'm gonna go no cap on that. And I know it's controversial. Kobe has much more of a hive than Tim Duncan, even in the state of Texas. But I'm going to go no. I understand where he's coming from with this.
Yeah, I'm going to say no cap, too. And I think it's a good point, man. I think it's a good argument. A lot of people don't really rank power forwards and centers up there. Yeah. We always go for the guards. But I mean, I think it's a conversation to be had, man. I think either way, you can kind of, you know, push back on whatever point.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a solid argument he makes. And like you said, Zach Lowe knows a lot of basketball. All right, one more here. So we all saw Joe Burrow. Somebody was saying, of course, we've heard the M&M and all that stuff. Somebody said on a podcast, who's that girl that got a ride home from with
Amber Rose. Amber Rose?
Somebody said it looks like Amber Rose.
I've seen a lot of jokes about this too.
So he had his availability. He looks like Amber Rose. So he had his availability yesterday.
I can't unsee it.
I know.
I can't unsee it.
In Cincinnati. And Joe Burrow responded to why he cut his hair.
BJ said that if I buzzed it and bleached it, he would do it too. So now everybody's got to hold him accountable because he's got to do it in the next week. Is there anything else to it? I got bored. That's about it.
He said he got bored. I'm going to start this one because later on in that cut, he said that think they did it in high school going into the playoffs, kind of like South Lake Carroll does it every year. The South Lake Carroll, they all bleach their hair every year.
Yes,
you know,
man.
I'm going to call cap. I there's got to be another reason on this. Not the bet, you know. Not got bored. I think he's trying to channel that. Hey, you know, let's all do this kind of thing, which they're not. But I'm gonna call cap.
Yeah, I'm gonna call cap too. But also, I'm just confused. I mean, maybe there are people that do the I got bored. I've just never been to. Maybe I've been, you know, because I've been wearing the same hairstyle for the majority of my adult life. But I've never, and I don't have born hair either, so yeah. That could be part of it. But I've just never understood the I got bored. Maybe Figgy might, because I know you you dye your hair. You've had a lot of different hairstyles.
Yeah, but I ain't do it because I thought it looked cool.
That's
yeah.
me. I'm yeah. like, man, I've never been like, okay, I'm bored. Let me do something with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I don't really get that one.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's a cop out. I think he probably wanted to go blind at one point, but, you know, scared of criticism.
And he's done it before
in high school. Yeah, scared of criticism, so... He tried to use it. Oh, I'm just bored, so I tried something different.
Yeah.
Like, nah, embrace it, man. If this what you wanted, embrace it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I guess. Embrace it, sure, and I can respect that. It ain't the best of looks.
Oh, God, no.
I got to tell you.
The Amber Rose thing does stick with you. It does stick with
you. I cannot see it. Fortunately for him, and I pointed this out when there was a bit of a controversy here with CJ.
Mm-hmm.
She got a tattoo on her head.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fortunately for Joe Burrow, he ain't went that. He ain't got that damn board yet.
Yeah, there's always next year.
That is Cap or No Cap coming up next on In the Loop. We go around the NFL. Don't miss it. Sports Radio 610.
All right. You ready for the can of worms? Here's a big old can of worms as big as that cap.
Let's
that,
get
you,
in
that you're wearing.
Let's get into it.
Zach Lowe was on. Oh, gosh. I'll remember the podcast name here.
It could only be a handful.
His podcast.
It was the Low podcast.
Yeah, he does the low post.
It was the Low podcast. And he actually stated a very strong case, but he said this.
I'm not saying I'm definitively ranking him over anybody. I got to do the actual deep dive, but I have been pretty hard on the island of I think I'd rank him above Kobe for sure. Not for sure. Let me amend that. I think I would rank him above Kobe all time. I think he's probably closer to the 6th, 7th, 8th range. I'm doing this off the top of my head. Than he is the 12th, 13th, 14th range of all time. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Someday I'm going to have to do the Tim Duncan deep dive.
He said Tim Duncan, he would rank higher than Kobe. Cap or no cap?
So this one is harder
because
I thought the first half, so their careers for the most part parallel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first half of their careers, I would go Duncan over Kobe. And the back half of the career, I would go Kobe over Duncan. In which case, it does feel like a wash. Do they not both have the five, too?
I think Duncan got five.
Duncan
right?
has five. Yeah. Kobe has five. Kobe had Shaq.
Yeah, but I mean, he was excellent, though. He would like.
No, I think it's a great question.
Kobe had Shaq, but it did not diminish the light. It didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm a Zach Lowe, man, he knows his stuff. I'm gonna take this cap off. I'm gonna go no cap on that. And I know it's controversial. Kobe has much more of a hive than Tim Duncan, even in the state of Texas. But mm-hmm. I'm gonna go no. I understand where he's coming from with this.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no cap too. And I think it's a good point, man. I think mm-hmm. it's a good argument. A lot of people don't really rank power forwards and centers up there. Yeah. We always go for the guards. But I think it's a conversation to be had, yeah, man. I think either way you can kind of, you know, push back on whatever point.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a solid argument he makes. And like you said, Zach Lowe knows a lot of basketball. All right, one more here. So we all saw Joe Burrow. Somebody was saying, of course, we've heard the Eminem and all that stuff. Somebody said on a podcast, who's that girl that got a ride home from with
Amber Rose. Amber Rose?
Somebody said it looks like Amber Rose.
I've seen a lot of jokes about this too.
So he had his availability. He looks like Amber Rose. So he had his availability yesterday.
I can't unsee it.
I know.
I can't unsee it.
In Cincinnati. And Joe Burrow responded to why he cut his hair.
BJ said that if I buzzed it and bleached it, he would do it too. So now everybody's got to hold him accountable because he's got to do it in the next week. I got bored. That's about it.
He said he got bored. I'm going to start this one because later on in that cut, he said that think they did it in high school going into the playoffs, kind of like South Lake Carroll does it every year. The South Lake Carroll, they all bleach their hair every year.
Yes.
You know?
Man.
I'm going to call cap. I there's got to be another reason on this. Not the bet, you know, not got bored. I think he's trying to channel that, hey, you know, let's all do this kind of thing, which they're not. But I'm going to call cap.
Yeah, I'm going to call cap too. But also, I'm just confused. I mean, maybe there are people that do the I got bored. I've just never been to, maybe I've been, you know, because I've been wearing the same hairstyle for the majority of my adult life. But I've never, and I don't have born hair either. So yeah, that could be part of it. But I've just never understood the I got bored. Maybe Figgy might, because I know you dye your hair. You've had a lot of different hairstyles.
Yeah. But I ain't do it because I thought it looked cool.
That's
yeah.
me. I'm yeah. like, man, I've never been like, okay, I'm bored. Let me do something with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I don't really get that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly think it's a cop out. I think he probably wanted to go blind at one point, but, you know, scared of criticism.
In high school.
Yeah. Scared of criticism. So he tried to use it. Oh, I'm just bored, so I tried something different.
Yeah.
Like, nah, embrace it, man. If this is what you wanted, embrace it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I guess. Embrace it, sure, and I can respect that. It ain't the best of looks.
Oh, God, no.
I got to tell you.
The Amber Rose thing does stick with you. It does stick with you.
I cannot see it. Fortunately for him,
yeah.
And I pointed this out when there was a bit of a controversy here with CJ.
Mm-hmm.
She got a tattoo on her head.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fortunately for Joe Burrow, he ain't went that. He ain't got that damn board yet.
Yeah, there's always next year.
That is cap or no cap. Coming up next on In the Loop, we go around the NFL. Don't miss it. Sports Radio 610.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.